Okay, 000, and it's Wednesday night, and Hilchositzes Simon Test. Sif Aleph, Vezu Begodim Chayavim Betzitzes, Vezu Pturim Mitzitzes. Ein Chayav Betzitzes Min HaTorah, this is like a classic, the Mechaber Amor and Sif Aleph and Simon Test is like a classic Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because you have a Machlekes and Gemara about this point, whether or not begodim of other minim, the classic beged in the Torah, based on the parsha of Tzaras, and perhaps Big Day Kahuna, so classic begodim are made from tzemer or pishtim, right? Wool or flax, so or linen. So in the Gemara, there's a machlekes in Gemara actually. You go through sugin yevomis or sugin menachis, and you see that there's a machlekes amoyroim. Whether other begodim are chayiv and tzitzis. It says big dayhem, so whether we extrapolate from, whether we hold of a rule that stam begodim in the Torah is only tzemer or pishtim, or whether we, that's one mandiyomer, that's one amora, and another amora in the Gemara holds that there's a drosh in the parsha of tzitzis, where you learn out that tzitzis of tzemer upishtim pater all begodim of all types, while tzitzis of other minim, of other materials, only pater a beged of their own material. So if you have such a drasha, that obviously automatically implies that other begodim are chayiv and tzitzis min haTorah, because you have this difference that tzitzis of semer or pishtim pater all types of begodim, and tzitzis of other minim only pater their own min. So they have a machlekes in the Gemara. Okay, so the Rif and the Rambam paskin one way, and the Rosh paskins the other way. So the Mechaber, the Tur paskins like his father, like the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef, he always like goes with the Rif and Rambam. So that's why you have this Mechaber saying, and then the Ramah and Darkei Moshe says, like, you don't just go with the Rif and Rambam, you have the Rosh. And the Rosh and other Rishonim paskin like the other man, the Omer, so you end up with this Mechaber Ramah. But if you go through the Beis Yosef on the tour, like, you get the whole picture of it. It's really like how halacha develops. Ein chayiv betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. That's another point. Tzemer means wool, but maybe we would refer to other animals, what they have on their skin, maybe we might refer to it also as semer. So semer rechelim is semer in the Torah of sheep. Avol bigdei she'or minim, Rachel is actually a female sheep, but if you make a beged out of the male species, an ayil, it's also called semer. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Avol bigdei she'or minim ein chayavim betzitzis ela midrabanan. Which means really, I mean, if people wear linen tzitzis, so it's only mechliv midrabanan. So we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Yesh Omrim, some say, and this is the tour, the kulu, and it's based on paskining like that, Amorim the Gemara. The kulu chayavim midiraisa, and the Ramah says the hachi hilchasa. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber's psak is based on a kedetani de Rabbi Yishmael, the alfinan min negoyim that we learn out in the parsha of negoyim. The part by Hakosh of Semer Upishtim, also by Kilayim, there's a juxtaposition of Beged with Semer and Pishtim. Big Day Kahuna is only it's Semer or Pishtim. Avkomokum Dechsev Bei Beged Hakavona Mitzemer Upishtim, or Semer means of Rechelim O Elim Zucharim. It's the same min. The female is called Rach. Rachel, and the male is called an ayil. Avoshor call up when they get older and they have wool. When they're young, they're called kebes. Avoshor call aminim to go in semer gemalim or the notes of shalizim v'hashirim. I'm not sure what that is in English. I don't know, but semer arnovim rabbit for. I mean, any other beged. B'chein kanvus l'chol kahay gavno. Now, but they are begodim. In other words, they're made the same way a beged is made. I guess there's a shesi ve'eriv. There's a, it's woven. It's but or you can have a beged made out of leather. That is not even chayiv in midrabanan, because that's not that the poskim say that's not a beged at all. You know, you find many times in hilchos tumah v'tahara and in hilchos nagoyim, you'll have like beged and or. Or is like a whole different ball game. It's not woven. It's not made like a beged. It's just a piece of leather that was processed, and you're wearing it. So that's not even chayiv midrabanan. We're going to learn later in Hilchos Tzitzis. A beged of or is totally potter from tzitzis. It's not domel a beged at all. So it's not even chayiv midrabanan. And that's the famous Rav Moshe's tshuva that synthetics. He suggests that many synthetic begodim would not even be chayiv midrabanan. They would be similar to or. They would bechlal not be like a beged. So that's the Rav Moshe in a tshuva. In Igros Moshe talks about that possibility, what perhaps isn't even chayav midrabanan. Okay, but the Mishmur doesn't speak that out, but we'll have later that or is poter even midrabanan. Okay, the tseme rochel bas eiz, that's like a kalayim dik. Because of the Yosef the Tzimra Gamkein Loi Choshev Tzemer, it's actually learned out from a pasuk. But I have the Ela Kishor Minim, which according to the Mechaber is Potter, is only Chayim Midrabanan. Umemelo Hu Adin, the Bechol Eilu Amosu Mehen Tzitzes, if you make Tzitzes, Kol Echad Mehen Eina Poiter Ela Bimino. But that's for sure, because according to this man, the Omer, for sure, you can't use a Tzitzes of a different min to pater a tzemer or pishtim beged, because it's only a drabonon dika beged. Okay, tzemer echelim o pishton shetrofon b'sharminim, if you mixed it together before making threads out of it, so as linam basaruba emarovu mitzemer o pishtim chayim ben haTorah v'yam lav midrabonon. But that's the dafkim trofon v'tov, if you mixed it together. I mean, it has a name even. Nowadays they're doing that more and more. They're mixing together different materials. The tovon, and then he made them into thread, he spun them. Also mehen beged. Yeah, so then it's bottle berov. Avalim hashasim mit semer, omi pishtim, v'ha'erev, the warp and the warp, v'shor minim ha'yipcha, right? Ein chayiv l'dayaz u'mekim ha'drabonin, you can't go basarov there. Afilim rubo mit semer u'pishtim, d'shesei ha'erev l'chud l'chashav beged. It's not called a beged, so you don't go bust a rove. Okay, ulinyan is that tzitzis lasos bo. What kind of tzitzis should you make in such a beged? I am the kama masif cotton yud gimel. We'll be learning about that. Vayim bebir halacha. Because, right, do you have to make a dafka out of tzemer, or could you make it out of other begodim too? That's a problem, because neither material constitutes the beged. After Tzorich Lavorich on Mitzvah Shem Midrabbonon Gam Kain, so Mikomukom Nafkamina in the Kama Dvarim. Certainly there's a Nafkamina, there's many Nafkaminas of something's the Arise of Drabbonon. Aleph, the Yosef Roy, Las Vegas, the Yosef Eminat Torah. And that's Lamaisa Howell Paskin, even though it's pretty common, maybe even very common, for people to wear linen tzitzis. They feel the tzemer is too heavy. Certainly in the summer it's like that. So, but Lamaisa Yosef Roy, to wear a beggar, that you Yosef Min HaTorah. No question, you're doing a mitzvah in the Araisa. It's not even so clear. Let's learn first. When we get to the Psach Halach of the Mishnah Berurah, we'll talk about it some more. Beis in the Sorav Loi Tzitzin Tvuyin Lishmon B'Shalo Lishmon, and you have a Sofek. Then Loi Tzitzin Zacher Moshe Yishlo, a different type of Sofek Alav Begad Amu Chayiv B'Tzitzis Dim Hu Midu Rabbonon Sfeket Rabbonon L'Kula. So you have to know if you Chayiv D'Yoraiso D'Rabbonon Gimel M'Yoshiv B'Tzibur B'Nifzak Echad M'Tzitzio B'Chol. Because on Shabbos it doesn't matter. And Shabbos in Amuchuyiv, we said that you can stay like that because you're not Amuchuyiv to put on tzitzis at Shabbos. But in Chol, so what do you do? Mumid Rabbonon, Yeshlemid the Kavod Abriyos Teicha Rabbonon, So you don't have to take off the beggar. Then you take a lifshul taliso. As the tzitzis became possible, you have to take off your talis. But sometimes it's a question of covered abrius. Their talisim were mamish their clothing. Sometimes it's not embarrassing to stay in shul without a talis. It's embarrassing to walk out. So if it's a drabonon, you have sometimes it's nidche that they covered abrius. If it's an intense covered abrius. Not what we call sometimes, you know, covered abrius. But if it's intense, then indeed you reckon with it and you can push aside a drabonon. I am assuming we'll be learning about these halachas. Actually, there's an ironic nafkamina the other way. It's not partial. The Achrayim raised the following problem. You have many times a mitzvah that you mesupik if it's midirais or midirabonon. You have, let's say, sfiros oimer. Right? So some say sfiros oimer nowadays is midiraisa. Some say it's midirabonon. What sits is, let's say you bench. Many times we're benching and it's only midirabonon. We didn't satiate ourselves. You ate a kazayas or whatever. So you're really not mechuyav midiraisa. Okay? Now you go, hinani, muchanam zuh, mon lakayim, mitzvah saseh, right? Or it's before Sfiras Sa'omer, you have that paragraph. You say, you know, harini mechavim, lakayim mitzvah saseh, shil Sfiras Sa'omer, whoops. Or you sing before benching mitzvah saseh. Or you might say on your tzitzis in the paragraph, and mechavim, lakayim mitzvah saseh, you run into a major big time shaila of the Isser Bal Tosef. You're being ma'isif. You're not mechuyim midiraisa to do something. So when you do a drabanan, so it's not a problem of bal tosef because you're aware that you're doing a midirabanan. You're doing it in the context of it being midirabanan, and you're doing it because the rabbanan told you to do it. But if you're doing something midirabanan and you, without realizing it, intend, let's say Sfiras Haomer. So on the tzadet is drabanan. And you say, I'm doing a mitzvah midiraisa, because you say that paragraph beforehand that declares you're doing a mitzvah midiraisa, so it's, or you bench, and you didn't satiate yourself, you just ate a kazayas, or two kazayas, or whatever. And then you say, hinanei mukhanam zum alakayim, it's a problem, the acharonim say you've made yourself a major problem of baltosif. So you say the person doesn't really mean it, like it's really shalom badas, he doesn't really mean it. But if you don't mean it, then mitzvah shrichas kavona. You're supposed to mean it. So you have to be careful. The teretz is you're supposed to mean it, especially if you pass a mitzvah shrichas kavona. And therefore you have to be aware where the mitzvah you're doing is not midiraisa, it's midirabanan. It really is a serious question of baltosif. So for instance, benching is a perfect example. It tzitzis. Okay, it's not so nogeya because I don't know, there's no paragraph before the talis kot. And the talis gadol is always wool, so you don't really have to worry there, right? But really, you're putting on a talis cotton. So you mitzvah shichas kavana. So you're supposed to be mechaber that you're doing a mitzvah, or else you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So let's assume everybody follows orders and they have in mind that they're doing a mitzvah, but it's a problem because you're only doing a mitzvah derabanan. So you have to be aware. I don't have a solution for you. You have to be aware when something is only midirabanan. The three things that come to mind now immediately is benching if you didn't eat your full. Sfiras Haomer has a big tzad that is derabanan. And tzitzis of other begadim. We paskin, it's probably derabanan. And therefore you have to be careful not to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah. So you should have in mind that you're doing whatever mitzvah it is. Deraiso, derabanan, whatever it is. You shouldn't say you're doing it with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, yeah, it's the same mitzvah, but it's only with the Rabbanon. What? Yeah, the only thing that saves every Rabbanon from being Baltosif is the fact that it's the Rabbanon, and you're doing it as a Rabbanon. You don't say it, but the Rambam writes this in his Hakdamah to Sefer HaMitzvahs. What saves you always from being over Baltosif with any mitzvah Rabbanon is the fact that you know you're not doing a mitzvah with your eyes. I mean, it's kind of funny if he declares, it's really a problem because you're supposed to be having in mind to be yotzei a mitzvah. Because mitzvah shrichas kavana. So if you're not aware of this, what I just mentioned, So you would have, you're supposed to, I don't know if you do or not, but you're supposed to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah with your isa, that you're doing something because Hashem told you to do it. And then, boom, that's Maltosif. So you can kind of, an eitzah would be that, you know, you don't really mean it. You're just making a mistake. Like you don't realize. Okay, but it is a problem. Okay. You know, the famous, I'm sure every, by tzitzis, there happens to be a specific issue. In the Minchas Chinuch, a famous shaila, you know, if you don't have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah, but are you over an avera? You know, if you're wearing a beged, the beged has tzitzis. It's just you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis if you don't have in mind. Because let's say it's a d'oraisa. Rather than a d'rabbanan, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana we paska. But let's say you're wearing your woolen talus. So you have to have in mind. So let's say you don't have in mind. So are you doing an aver? That's a big suffix and a big shail on the achronim. On one hand, you're not becoming a mitzvah. Because you didn't have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. And we paskin mitzvah sichas kavana. On the other hand, and this is a famous minchas chinuch, like by sukkah, that's a famous, you're not wearing a beged without tzitzis. The beged has tzitzis. It's just you're lacking in your, you're not relating to the mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. But you're not wearing a beggar without tzitzis either. So that's a shaila in the Minchas Chinuch. He has the same thing by sukkah. If you eat in a sukkah and you don't have a mind to be eating to the mitzvah, do you get an aveira or not? You fought eating a sukkah. You didn't eat outside the sukkah, but you didn't get the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. So that's a famous shaila in the Achronim. Okay, so the Mechaber Paskins, Midrabanan, Mishnah Berurah says there's a lot of nafkaminas of Midrabanan. The Rabbanan. The Ramah says Yeshomim the Kulachayot Midrabanan. And the Ramah says the Hochi Hilchasa. Mishnah Berurah speaks out Poskim Karava. The Rava Rami. This is Rava's Drosha. I told it to you already. Tzimal Tzitzis HaKonof. The juxtaposition of the words on the Psukim. Mashma Min Konof. Perush, the Tzitzis should be Dafka from the same material as the Beged is. Afilu Eno Shal Tzemer Upishtim. And they have to be mimina beged. You're not yotzei if you make meshi tzitzis in a linen beged. Okay, so that's one pasuk. Uksiv loytil b'shatnei semer upishtim yachdov, and that runs into gedilim taselach, and we read it together as if it says semer upishtim gedilim taselach. So okay, so the stira and psukim semer upishtim poitrin bein b'minon bein shaloi b'minon. Sh'or minin b'minon poitrin, sh'loi b'minon ein poitrin. As I said before, other minim you have to have, the tzitzis has to match up the material of the talus, of the tzitzis, of the beged. Akoponim, according to Rava, it's automatic in the psukim that other minim are chayiv and tzitzis. It's not even a drasha saying that, it's just by clear implication. U'machriya remor k'dei azu. Sh'kein tzviul u'lerov acharonim, k'rava, Lidrosh min konof, Ushmamina dchomine beget chayimina Torah betzitzis, the yiyami mina beget. Vahochi hilchasa. Zokta Mishnah Brura, Vire Shemayim Yachmer al Atzmo, Lochush Ludeo Rishona. No, you have to be choshesh, Mishnah Brura Paskins. You should be choshesh for the first shita, which is that other minim are only chayim midrabbanon. And you presumably want to do the mitzvah with your Isa, this runs into a more serious issue when you realize the following, that the Gemara speaks out, you never mechuyif to wear tzitzis if you don't have a four-cornered baguette. But the Gemara says, if you don't, there's a thing called Idon Rischa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Midas HaDin is show late, so Hashem punishes, or the Midas HaDin is show late, on people who are not willing to go out of their way to do a mitzvah, even if they're technically not mechuyim in the mitzvah. That's called b'idon ritzcha. You get punished for such negligence of not seeing to it. You know, if in the normal course of events, perhaps you would be mechuyim in a mitzvah, say, and you maneuver your way out of it, or you maneuver your way into it. Exactly what you have to learn the sugya with the Rishonim. So Hashem, the midas hadin is sholeit. So here is the issue. So some achronim suggest that, you know, you have a problem if you don't follow this Mishnah Berurah suggestion, so you're really perhaps not doing the mitzvah saseh b'diraisa, you're only doing a mitzvah saseh b'dirabbanan. So you're not really doing, you're not going to escape the Idon Rischa, some achronim suggest. What did the Mishnah Berurah paskin? V'shemayim yachmer al atzmo lochush l'deya harishona v'yasa tala shol tzemer k'day sheyischaya b'tzitzis min atar l'chul yalma v'nochon sheyasa b'ein atalas godl b'ein atalas kotin shol tzemer. What do people do l'maisa? I mean, Ramesha, I don't know, no, Mishnah Berurah Ramesha doesn't say differently than Mishnah Berurah. V'shemayim yachmer, what can I say? Rav Moshe writes, though, that, I mean, he's aware that people don't wear woolen begodim, and because it's hot, it's hard for them, it's itchy, whatever. I saw in a sefer, I think, I hope I wasn't misinterpreting what he wrote, and I have no idea if it's true or not. And maybe he writes the Chazon Ish wore linen begodim. What? Is that what? That he wore linen begodim. Because he passed him like the Ramah? Mestama, that's why. Mestama Chazon Ish was machriya, that if the Ramah says Hachi Hilchasa, so you can be Saimach on that, and then you can assume that's the halacha. And that's also, he passed him on like the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to be machmer al atzmo. Now, do we follow the Ramah? You could say, we follow the Ramah, says Hachi Hilchasa, so you assume everything's Medir Aysa. Linen, what? Yeah. It could be fish. Well, we'll see later this problem for fish. But when people wear cotton.
Okay. Doesn't that have to be said, or what is he saying?
Because Pishtim has problems. There's problems. There are certain technical problems that come up if you wear Pishtim begodim. What kind of tzitzis to make and avoid shatnez issues. So it's technicality. Okay, that's all. Yeah.